We're talking more unarmed black men shot. Walter Scott, bully cops, Cleon Hodge, Black Santas, Oakland Fire, Banned Books, Tommy Loren versus Trevor Noah, and Dakota Pipelines on today's Headlines with Headliners.
You know, now that I'm not hosting, I don't feel like dancing.
Hey! Is
that
a thing? Hey, no, you're going to be dancing.
I can't.
Oh, come on.
Purple lights.
Yo, Nate purple went lights. Away, got drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
You didn't know LeBron was coming?
No.
You not even going to shimmy? Oh, shimmy.
I mean, I'm just... You guys are shimmying enough.
Yo.
Hey, listen.
He's staring at your shimmies right now.
You got a freestyle? Let's go.
Yo, her breasts almost hit me in the
they
face.
Almost shimmy.
Turn that Chris Brown up just a little
bit.
Were you about to freestyle, Nate?
Yeah.
He loves to freestyle. Nate freestyles?
Yeah, Nate, of course he freestyles. Look how...
Look at his
Cleveland Cavaliers, no hitting me. I'm like a Penn State school, no knitting me. We got a new show kicking in with Whitney. We in the building, what's up? Come get with me.
Hey.
Headlines with Headliners, and let's get it, y'all.
He went E40 on the end. I like that.
Okay, don't applause for that. Okay.
First of all,
don't do that.
Nitney?
No, it was good.
This is coming from a young lady who works at a rap studio.
That's
when she
true.
Feels like it. And other people have put her name in bars.
It's impressive that you
rhymed. No one's rhymed it with Nitney.
It's okay, impressive that you rhymed true. With Whitney. I will give you that.
Yeah. No.
It was impressive.
No. Nitney.
Yeah,
Nitney to Whitney. Excellent work.
Penn State.
I get it. It was excellent.
It was good.
And if this was Inglewood, you would be the mayor.
You have no beef when the bars got your name in them. You're just hating on...
That's not true. That is not true. But just to state a fact.
Okay.
She is new, and so I feel like if you're going to say anyone's name, it
should have
been
us.
Ooh, like, I'm just saying.
Nene goes with Nitney.
These hoes ain't loyal, bro.
Treat your guests better than you treat the people who live all the time.
I don't. Why do you treat strangers that you don't know nicer than people that deserve your niceness?
She's not a stranger that I don't know. We go way back.
How back?
If I want to ride with Nitney, let me tell you something. This show got some big-ass nitties on it. Okay?
You're goofy. Get a
snort. I'm stupid as hell.
Yes.
By the way, can we just throw out the fact that it's sick again?
First of all, every week she's got an ailment.
Stop talking to me, Magic Johnson. Yes. Okay, you sit next to me every single week.
Charlie Sheen over here. What, 2 weeks ago you were a tea kettle.
Well, unfortunately, that incident, I'm two sets of meds right now, so I have two issues going
on. So that backfired?
Yeah.
Now my yeast is sensing. Hilarious. So, you guys, if you watched that video and you took her advice and you put a tea bag inside yourself, she apologizes.
I missed that. That part still works, but the other part is bad.
What part? What's the other part?
Bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah, it's called chlamydia. Let's explain something.
I already got rid of that in July.
No. Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Listen, that's why you need to watch this show. It's not just about the headlines. It's definitely about the headliners. That's the one and only Nate Jackson, in case you don't know.
What up, though? At Mr. Nate Jackson, hit me up. I'm on Wildin' Out, you bitch, you. I don't know if I can say that, but I got excited.
You can.
Follow me on the gram and all that. Just at Mr. Nate Jackson. I'll beat you. I also got some videos on YouTube. Check me out.
It's amazing to get to watch you, by the way, and your success, because your videos are hitting millions of views. If you don't know, you definitely need to check him out on the gram. And if you don't know me, I'm the bathrobe heartthrob, a.k.a. at I Am Tehran. If you don't know, you should ask your girlfriend.
Ooh.
She probably knows about Kanisha's yeast infection.
Big Nitty's number one.
Hi, guys. It's me, and I'm sick. And you can find me at Kanisha's Comedy anywhere. You can give me health tips, and you can listen to me on Sirius XM or over at All Deaf Digital.
Actually, you know, I just submitted you for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
So they can heal you.
Wow.
Yeah, but she's always sick. Aww. I've never had a healthy Kanisha.
She's sick in the nose and mouth now.
Yo.
Vagina 2 weeks ago. You're going to get an ear infection
soon. Every hole of her body.
No, I had an ear infection when we first started.
Every hole.
How do grown-ups get ear infections?
Because the wind blows in your ear. Anyway.
Big Nitty's number two.
Hey, guys. It's your girl, Miss Tabor, M-S-T-A-B-E-R, on all social medias. You can find me
Dash Radio, Monday, went pretty much 5 days a week. I'm over at Dash Radio.
Hosting a show with me. We have a show in Perfect Gentlemen, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Quit trying to fuck.
Story number one. You're not allowed to. Look, you must have just got back off tour, bro.
Hey, man, these stories have curse words in them.
Let's play it. I censored them for you.
All right. And more F, percentage sign CK. This SH, percentage sign T. And more F, this ish. The trial of Michael T. Slager, the Charleston, South Carolina police officer whose April 2015 videotaped killing of an unmarked black man, 50-year-old Walter Scott, ended in a hung jury and eventually a mistrial after a 3-day holdout in which one juror, just one, refused to find the officer guilty. Slager was charged with murder after his filed police report was refuted by video and eyewitness testimony. South Carolina settled a civil suit with the Scott family for $6.5 million.
Yes, they did.
Federal charges for Slager are still pending. Disclaimer, the video we're about to watch is graphic and not for the faint of heart, but it's real.
Let's watch this video. This is the video of the actual shooting.
Wow.
Yep. This is, there was a witness.
And there's somebody who's saying they can't find this person guilty.
And then he goes on to plant drugs on him. So there's that.
Whoa.
Hung jury. Somebody was like, yeah.
One juror hold out. Now, because you hear hung jury, you're automatically assuming it's like 12 angry men. And there's this one guy convincing everyone else of the truth. No, that's not what happened. The only black juror happened to be the head juror. That was the only black member of the jury. And he was like, listen, it's been 3 days. We've been trying to convince this one guy. All the other 11 jurors are like, clearly he's guilty. And then there's one holdout who refuses to believe that the police officer was not under the impression that his life was being threatened.
He said that he couldn't, with a clear conscience, convict this guy. And I, just watching the video right now, it's obvious that this guy was not in fear for his life. He shot him several times as the guy was fleeing away from him. So where are you in danger at that point?
First of all, let's just break this down. This is Headlines with Headliners, and we can't go without trying to say something to make it like
he could have caught that fat mother.
I see it.
Walter Scott wasn't running fast.
That was not a full-on flee.
It was a light jog.
He was running like an uncle in a barbecue that looked over and saw his truck in neutral gently rolling down the hill. Wait, hold on now. Let me go get my truck. Wait, don't y'all start that spades game without me. He wasn't even full-on running.
No. He didn't even put it ever. It looked like they were just talking.
He was like, oh, got you. I don't think he expected to get shot at all. I thought he was ready to... No.
Clearly he did his way to get shot. Or the fact that he
was like, oh shit, I left my stove on.
He wasn't even trying to get away from the police.
I feel like they let the officer go because he... How many times did he have to shoot him to actually shoot the man?
He shot him 57 times.
He was like, you know what? He needs another chance of being a better police officer. Let him go.
One juror.
This is crazy. It's crazy because in your mind, it's like the one juror is like... I feel like with everything that's going on in the world today, it's just like, nah, I'm not. I'm letting the officer get off. Like, I feel like it was more racially charged 100%. Than him saying.
For sure. There's no other. Listen.
How much money did he make? The family got $6.5 million. How much did he make for ruining the entire thing?
Yeah.
And you know what? This is a lesson to black people. It only takes one person. Shut it down.
No, but that's the thing. And actually, this is another thing that we need to learn is I notice a lot of black people and minorities in general, we try to avoid jury duty as much as possible. Yes. I've seen people go in there who were like, no habla español, you know what I'm saying?
I've seen people make up more illnesses than condition.
Exactly, just to get off jury. But if you don't believe in something, even if you feel like a crime took place under the law, but you don't agree with the law, as a juror, it is your civic duty to find someone not guilty. That is how you set up protest for law. That is why we have a system of being tried by your peers. And rarely
are
we
his peer. They should have sorted this hung juror better than that.
But
this is the thing too. I feel like some of them are placed there in the fact that I'm going to make sure people get off. I mean, we know that people have ugly hearts in the day that we live in. We know people do things maliciously out of hate. So he could be like, oh, I'm going down there to make sure.
He did. This is, you know, this what I'm is saying? Charleston, like, South Carolina.
I was
going
to say, this
it's is... not, there's only one black member on this jury.
Yes.
Okay. And also, another thing you have to remember is that this one juror, when it comes to getting people off, wasn't getting our people off. It's getting the person off who, you know, upheld his personal biased agenda. Now, there are other factors in this case. Number one, the federal case is still pending, which I do not see Walters. This is riotous if he gets off the federal investigation. Yes. That's another thing. And the civil suit was settled for $6.5 million. And it's like, it's crazy to me because it's like, it's $6.5 million worth of someone's life.
No.
And I'm thinking to myself, if y'all want to shoot my brother, like, we're not really doing shit.
But that's what they do, though. Crazy. It's like they get off, but then the family wins all this money, and then the protests and the fight against it stop. And I think that
But the money is nothing. The money is nothing. Let's be real.
You can't replace.
I mean, and money, how much taxes and all this, and realistically, like, this is crazy. Like, I can't believe that this is on the internet.
What's crazy is that somebody is, they lack the persuasive skills to the point that they can go back three times to deliberate and not convince somebody that this was cold-blooded murder.
This is somebody who's not willing to. I get it,
but you still should be able to, like, listen, this is a joke, but they should have just played the video in slow motion, because the whole point of a cop shooting someone is to help detain them and keep them out of harm's way. When he shot him...
It's to prevent harm to others.
Okay, well, when he shot him into a high step... Okay, when he started high-stepping, you've done enough shooting. Yes. Let's watch the video again.
Yeah.
Can we rerun the video?
When I say...
He shot him too many times.
When I say, ooh, like Young Ma, that's when he's high-stepping and they should have...
Because he was just going, ooh, like it was...
It's enough bullets. When you shoot somebody into a Deion Sanders a full-on high-step, he's not in control of his body, and that was enough.
What? So we see the conversation...
Right there. Yep. Touchdown. That's when he should have stopped shooting him. That was like two in.
Or how about he should have never shot him because he is an unarmed...
If he's saying, unarmed, I had to fire my firearm, it's like, do you have to shoot to kill or can you shoot to maim?
The point of shooting is actually not... It's only to prevent harm to the officer or to others. Mm-hmm. It is not to stop a criminal. And in fact, that's something we have to understand. At that point, it's just like a motorcycle chase. If a motorcycle is going too fast and you will harm other civilians by chasing them or a car, you're supposed to just let them go.
Right.
You're supposed to let them go and not give chase. Because it is more harmful to others.
And there's what was he doing anyway?
Who is he protecting at
that
point?
What was he doing anyway?
Who is he saving?
Before or after he started getting shot?
Taillight. Taillight was out.
No way.
So he got scared. He had, as far as we know, there's no criminal. Yes. I'm dead serious.
That's so
he got scared and he got pulled over.
Like, all jokes aside.
And he ran forward. That's outrageous. And what makes it even worse, he's 50 years old. They brought out his criminal record. And one thing the prosecutor did bring up in the trial, if you watch the trial unfold, is explaining that it was Walter Scott's fault to begin with for leaving the car and fleeing, using that, and a lot of people got upset at the prosecutor, but the prosecutor had to bring that up in order to curb it for later so that the defense didn't bring that up and say it was his own fault. So the prosecutor did bring it up, even though he shouldn't have fleed. However, this was not the punishment for fleeing the car.
Correct. Well, my father runs a prison, right? He teaches officers how to non-lethally take down... Like, I could take down Nate right now by myself. I could probably take down Nate with the stuff.
I saw how Nate lifted you like a rag doll and spun you around.
But Nate is like, okay. But my thing is, like, literally, tasers, there's all kinds of rubber bullets. There's all kinds of different things that all of these officers should be doing. So, realistically, like, why are we wasting money on this trial? Why don't we use this money to retrain these officers? A 50-year-old? Come on, bro.
I'm watching this video. He could have chased him down.
Easy.
This is what you're taking. The crime. They're like, he didn't rob anybody. He didn't beat it. And which is still not ground for shooting, but you're not on an active police chase to stop a criminal. It's a taillight. It's something so minute, something that you can get a freaking warning for and turn into the next Home Depot and get a taillight. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But it just goes to show you how freely they feel like they can kill us and get away.
And this is the thing, and this is a problem. And if anyone doesn't see this problem, check video because we have at this point, it doesn't get more conjecture than Alston. It doesn't get more than Walter Scott or Oscar Grant or any of these situations where these are on video. And then what makes it worse is that there's a cover-up. Let's not forget that the officer tried to cover it up. He planted drugs. He lied on his report. The only reason we even know that all of this is incorrect and false information is because of the video that was taken by a cowering witness who decided to put their own life in a lot of ways on the line by doing so.
Not kind of. For
sure.
Because if you notice in the Oscar Grant situation, a lot of people got their phones taken and people arrested. And if there wasn't a send button, we would have never seen that video either.
Right.
So, wow. So welcome to the world of Walter Scott. I would love to see how this unfolds, but it's not the only thing that has gone on this week.
Well, let's just see what happens on the federal level.
Yeah.
In more F the police type of news, story number two is, according to eyewitnesses of the event, 21-year-old Cleon Hodge had the misfortune to bump into an undercover Cambridge, Massachusetts detective, Thomas Ahern, who promptly used...
A-hole.
All right.
Let's call him Thomas Ahern,
a.k.a. Thomas A-hole, who promptly used police bully tactics on Hodge, who was facing assault on an officer charges. Police also charged a woman who tried to intervene and lesser charges on a third woman, who videotaped the alleged
who merely election. Videotaped it, by the way. All she did was videotape it, which is all of our constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. If anyone's in public, we're allowed to videotape these people. Now, on the flip side, we have people like pedophiles who use this law and loophole to their advantage when they're just out there videotaping kids, and they cannot be prosecuted. So now we have a civilian who was videotaping within her legal rights, even in the state of Massachusetts and on a federal level, videotaping a situation where she didn't feel like it was just, and just videotaped it at a distance, and now she's being charged as well. And a young lady
what
that intervened.
Her charge?
Her charges at this point is interfering in police...
obstruction of justice?
Yeah, no, but interfering in police, I forget the other word, like police activity,
business,
something.
But police
it's a form of obstruction. But that's what I'm saying. We have a young lady who saw what was unfolding and stepped in and said, hey, this isn't right. You just turned around.
Yes.
The undercover cop, Cleon Hodges, is just merely walking, said something to him because the cop bumped into him and didn't say, excuse me. And the cop went off and apparently used his position of power to detain and arrest Cleon Hodge.
I seen that video. That was so stupid. That's all. I don't even have no words. It was just so stupid. Because when you know what I'm thinking about? I know I always go to say, my Uncle Keith was beat.
Uncle Keith, my boy.
He was beat by police that were undercover cops that kept trying to sell him drugs. And my uncle used to carry a table leg. And they just kept trying to get drugs. So then my uncle ended up beating up the police officer. Then all the other police came out and beat him to a bloody pulp. But my uncle is thinking this is somebody who keeps trying to get him to buy drugs. And he don't want to buy the drugs. And I just don't feel it's fair that if you don't announce who you are and don't announce yourself, you can't use that position of power to harm. You bumped him. So you don't have to say excuse me because you're an undercover cop. You should have said excuse me and you should have kept it, keep it going. So if he says something to you, he doesn't know you're a police officer. He doesn't know your position of power. And if somebody bumps you, you have the right to go, yo, my man, like, excuse me, what's
actually kind of what he said. He made that comment. He didn't make a rude comment. He didn't curse. He wasn't aggressive. If you hear all the eyewitness testimony, everyone is basically saying this exact same thing. And that's what the problem is that everyone's saying Cleon Hodge should be cleared of this. Clearly, it's the police officer's fault by far. And this is white and black witnesses alike.
Yes.
So what happens is Cleon Hodge is crossing the road. The police officer isn't paying attention, bumps into Cleon. Cleon makes a Star Trek motion. I don't know why his name is Cleon. Cleon. But he's like, no. He says something to the effect of, excuse me, you know, something to that effect. There's a line. They all give basically the same line. And then the police officer just goes, you know.
Oh, he has him slammed up against the wall and all type of stuff. He has him slammed up against the wall and everything. Dude's like, I didn't do nothing. Get off me. And you could just see the evil and the power in this white man's officer hemming up this young boy. And the woman that's right here, she's like, yo, he didn't do anything. People are trying to speak up.
Like, what are you doing?
Because it's wrong.
And he hasn't announced he's a cop until later. And it looks like, first of all, he's attacking him. This is what happens when white privilege gets a badge.
Mm. Yes.
And that's the unfortunate truth of a lot of police culture in the United States.
So the officer is not, I mean, he assaulted the kid, right?
I mean, he...
Yeah, but then they called it, but you know, because he's a police officer, he's getting away with assault.
He did all his police moves that your dad has taught.
Yes. You don't want those. I'm trying to tell you, those are not good.
You don't, he didn't want them. I seen them. He didn't want them.
This was a 21-year-old kid. I've seen it. Clear Hodge is 21-year-old.
And then it goes on now creating a police record for a young black man. Like, you see what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
Getting you on record. You know what I'm saying? Those are the things that's in the system. Now you're in the system.
Racist country, story number three. Mall of America welcomed its first black Santa.
Yes,
black
it did.
Santa Claus. Isn't that a beautiful concept? Aww. U.S. Army veteran Larry Jefferson of Irving, Texas, to the dismay of racists across the country. Promptly learning of Black Santa, racist conservatives and alt-right groups took to the web and organized boycotts of Mall of America. The Supermall was forced to shut down its website and pages, comment sections, due to racially negative postings.
So all these years, Mall of America finally has one Black Santa Claus, mm-hmm. who's an Army veteran, by the way.
Wow. And he looks amazing as Santa.
And he does.
He's
so jolly. Can we get that picture up of
him as jolly.
Santa Claus? He's the jolliest, nicest Santa Claus. There's a wonderful picture floating around. People start commenting and making fun of him and making rude comments. People like, well, everyone knows Santa Claus is white. Megyn Kelly on Fox has stated that previously that Jesus and Santa are white. Everyone needs to know this. And no, by the way, Jesus from the Middle East and Santa Claus made up.
So, and St. Like, Nicholas is from the Middle East, you know, actually.
I just want to state that. So Santa Claus is a made up human being that doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Okay. And they're upset that now this made up person might be Black.
Oh my gosh.
Might be Black in just one,
one mall.
One mall. And they're actually making it sound like it's racist that we have a Black Santa. Why have a Black Santa to appease people when everyone knows Santa's white?
Santa does hella work every year to make sure that kids all over the globe get their
presents. He's lightweight Latino.
For free, though. That is a Black man.
That's a good point. I mean, can we get the Santa Claus picture?
He's doing it for cookies and
if
milk.
We can get the Santa Claus picture up, because I
look
need
at
to
how
see.
Jolly.
Look at how great
Santa.
He is.
He's cute.
Look
he
at that
like
guy.
Look at the kid. First off, can we just see how happy the kid is? Let's just like, who cares about Santa?
That actually makes me realize that this was a planted picture, because no kid is that happy. Santa, they're always crying, but this is the cutest kid.
But
cutest
Santa
is. Because all the kids know they're going to get what they're asking for.
He looks like a joyful Santa.
Yes. The crazy part is, and just how racism is taught, hate is taught. These kids that are going to see Santa love Santa. It is the adults that have the issue. And now you put these negative things into these children's head as well. And then they got to go back to school. And then this starts messing with their beliefs and how they see things. Because a lot of these kids, they play with whoever they want to play with. They don't see color. They don't see all these things until you start to teach it. So now you're at the house, F Santa. And the kids are just like, well, I just love Santa. Like, what's the hold up here?
All of that considered, it's time to make a joke. We're going to put a stereotypical line into Santa Claus's mouth while you look at the picture. My line is, yes, you can have that red fire engine you want for Christmas, but it's gonna be late.
Because
Black people are late. That's horrible.
You got one to run?
I was just gonna say, all three of my hoes owe me money. No, that's wrong. I did not say that. You said that.
This is me laughing, trying to come up with something. When you're on stage, going, where the Sagittarius is at?
There you go.
No, Santa is like, whose baby is this? I didn't order this. Come on. Right. Take it back. I came to the mall for some Jordans, not this kid. Get this kid out of here.
No, does anyone else think that that's Rick Ross in 25
oh
years?
Oh, my gosh.
He's looking at the mama like, God damn, your mama thick. Ooh, you came out of her?
No, it's crazy. Kanisha, nothing?
Yeah. Kanisha. It's just too racist. I know. If we can't have fun with it, we can't have it at
but
all.
That's the thing. It's the difference between, comedy and tragedy is just the way you look at something. And if we didn't get to laugh about it, all we could do is cry about it. So
I
appreciate the comedy and all the tragedies that befall this world.
At the end of the day, this whole thing is trash, and he should be able to be Santa Claus all he wants.
Well, they're not going to let him stop being Santa, though. They said they're sticking by their decision
and
to
I'm
have
glad
him be Santa
did.
Claus. And that's what I appreciate. Yes. And I feel like all the people, because you have to always counteract hate with love. So everybody that's boycotting, this should encourage everybody else to go shop at Mall of America. You're in the vicinity of it. Like, you know what? That's where I'm going then. To show your support. More people should come out and get double pictures. Come there every day. We love you, Santa. Just, you know,
no,
the show.
We love you, Black Santa.
Black Santa.
We love you, Black Santa.
We love you, Banta.
And realistically,
Blanta.
Realistically, he could be Santa. Black don't crack. He could be Santa from Mall of America for like 30 more years.
Yes,
y'all. So
he could.
Realistically,
I just want to
meet him with a contract and y'all
Nittany with a good one.
I just want all of his gifts to be in a big ass Crown Royal bag. I think that would be.
It took you way too long for that one to come up. Nate, can we move? No, don't touch me.
I had other ones, but I didn't want to say.
I appreciate that.
What's your germs? Can you get some hand sanitizer, please?
Can Black Santa bring you some medicine? All right, story number four. As if this country didn't feel like it wasn't burning enough already. A blaze in Oakland, California, at a makeshift warehouse nightclub left almost 50 people injured and confirmed 35 dead, with the possibility of 10 or more missing and presumed dead. Due to structural damage, crews have been unable to locate the rest of the missing bodies. The cause of the accidental fire is still undetermined. The building, a collective, had been rented for events in the past and had complaints that it was not up to code. The people who were at the concert, some of their last tweets and Instagram posts were that it was lit.
No.
Yo, no, it's too soon, bro.
No, you didn't even let me digest the sadness.
Too soon.
Listen, it's headlines with headliners. If you can't take tragedy, come at the same time.
All I hear is the roof. The roof. People are singing along.
Seriously. Guys. The roof is seriously on fire. Yeah, it's cracking, fam. No, seriously.
But you know what makes it even worse? Is that these people died from smoke inhalation. That was so crazy, and they couldn't get out, and people had complained to the owner about how this place wasn't safe and yada yada, but the owner was, you know, renting it out to make extra money and happened really, to be in a hotel.
They were being a rave. They were having like this crazy rave.
What concert
was
it?
It was a rave. And you know, they cram people in for the raves.
Yeah.
And then a lot of these raves, you got to remember, a lot of people are very high. Oh, There's a lot of drugs going around the raves. And it's so loud to even warn people sometimes, it's hard. So I feel like a lot of people got trampled too, trying to get out of here, and the smoke and the fire. And
what was the DJ doing? Like, why didn't he just turn the music down and be like, hey, yo! The roof is on fire in real life.
Yeah. You know what? The DJ actually probably would be the one to get everybody to listen.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Should have turned the music down and been like, yo.
I wonder if the DJ made it out.
Yeah, he might have just dipped.
All right.
You know what? This is not looking good.
He just left the music on?
I mean, the DJ could have been. Here's the thing. If this was you. Okay.
Think about it.
And you were the DJ, but you were also the organizer, right? And you're trying to get the heck out of here because you are now facing huge liability issues.
Ooh, lawsuits.
Yo, we don't know the situation. And in fact, that's one thing that's bothered me about this is that they've been really tight-lipped about everything because these aren't the people that you expect to have this befall them, right?
Was so this was a black concert?
It was not.
No.
It was not.
They handle it differently, guys.
I feel like they do.
From the other stories, it's handled differently every time. First of all, if it was a black artist was there, they'd be talking about shutting their entire career down.
Yes.
Like, if this was an E-40 concert,
No, 100%. Snoop Dogg had a situation where, you know, the venue was irresponsible at an actual venue, and someone fell off the fence, and they shut down everything and then discontinued his tour and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Like, and that's sponsorships, Snoop. Everything.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I don't want to make everything about race, but
Just the way that the media is handling things. So listen, this reminds me of a story. So we'll go into story time. I heard of this from Kenesha. There was a party at Washington State University.
Yes.
And there was a fight that broke out in a two-story building. The party was on the second floor, and a fight broke out. And everybody was like, yo, handle that downstairs so the party can keep going.
Yes.
So they're all fighting downstairs on the first floor while the party's going on upstairs. The cops come. They shoot tear gas.
First of all, the cops show up, and it was black men that were fighting. And they got so intimidated instead of trying to break it up. And it wasn't guns, you know, baseball bats, nothing. They're college kids using their fists to fight. They were so intimidated that they begin to bomb and spray, but nobody came upstairs, and all of a sudden we're on the dance floor, and you just start looking, and everybody's faces start swelling, and we are dying, and we're trapped upstairs. Like, I mean, it was like one of the worst things ever. Not only that, they handcuffed all the young black men and left them in the building to take it in. And we went to a school where the Washington State University, Eastern Washington is real. They wouldn't let any of the black kids. They would only take athletes to the hospital. They were laughing at us. This was an ongoing lawsuit for years.
They got sued.
So what happened?
It's still going. That is not done. It's almost been like 13 years now.
Wow.
They were laughing. The police were laughing. But they made a mistake, too, because some of the, like the advisor to the president, one of the deans, there was a lot of professionals that were in there, and they sprayed a lot of the teachers and stuff, and they just seen them as black.
The teachers at party?
Oh, yes. Oh, it went down.
But the thing is,
it was Mom's Weekend, but nobody came upstairs and told anybody, and kids were dying. We were throwing up, crying.
And there was a back exit, and so people were getting trampled coming down like this stairway. Outside trying to get out,
and we had to jump over the gate.
Somebody's
or whatever.
Mama, that mom's
crazy.
Weekend goes down.
Yes, it was crazy. But they,
how long ago was it?
11, 13, 14 years ago.
How old are you, bro?
I saw it.
I'm the oldest. Set
it
on.
Set it on.
We were like, which one of these is gonna take her?
Oh my god!
But even the DJ who was just playing music, DJ Goldfinger, Goldfinger couldn't. You're right.
Little
he couldn't
Goldfinger.
Even DJ for a long time after that. But it was just
I thought he just couldn't DJ.
No. But it was just, yeah, that's what they do. And sometimes you just don't have no warning until it's too late and everybody goes into panic. And at that moment, it's just, there's no order because everybody is for themselves.
Well, and that finalizes the story.
No,
I'm just
playing. I was going to say, but in this situation, it was just, there was no police involvement until after. And one of the sad facts is they weren't able to go through the building because of the collapse and stuff for a long time. So family members were just waiting. Still don't know. And they can't ID some of the bodies because they're burned so bad. I mean, that's and even though we make jokes, you know, we make jokes out of love. Like, this is a real...
No, this is a real situation, but I'm nervous. Because, you know, when you're high, because these people be... Them raves, I know... They might not have even known they're dead. Some of them so high. They're so high. You don't know what the... hell is going on. Yo. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my
so
thing
they
is,
pulled up to Heather Gates like, yo, stop dancing. We're processing you right now. Yeah, it's cracking over here.
When you gotta get this fog machine?
Is that Michael Jackson?
And when you're high, you don't smell the burning. Looks like fog machines. Yeah, the lights maybe. Are going. A lot of times, you raves, your eyes are closed. You know what I'm saying?
That is honestly like the worst scenario to have because you can't tell the difference between is the party going to another level, or is that real fire?
Is it serious or not?
Because you're listening for cues.
And it's way too late by the time.
I was going to compare with was the shooting that happened in Florida with the gay club. Like, is that a reason why, you know, gays are the new blacks when it comes to, like, social issues, in my opinion, in the country? Like, is that the reason? No, these are just a bunch of high kids. You know, we don't need to worry about them telling the story. Like, I'm like...
Maybe.
I don't know.
It could be. I mean, that's the thing.
I mean...
gays are the new blacks. Put that out there, too. Just saying. It's your opinion.
Civil
that's
rights.
Fine.
No, but it's civil rights. Really, when it comes to civil rights, it's the people pushing civil rights agendas the further and farthest. And gay people and black people and all minorities of all different walks of race, color, religion are really, you know, they're pushing these civil rights agendas. And what happens in the black community... definitely trickles down to the Latino and gay community, even though there is no unity amongst us as a whole.
Yeah.
And there should be. There's like a lot of racism in the gay community that no one addresses.
A lot.
There's a lot of racism and division between Latinos and blacks that no one... And even though we have very similar interests when it comes culturally, economically, socioeconomically, policy, and all these things. So disenfranchisement, I mean, this is a thing where it's not... This isn't just... a black issue or a white issue is black, Hispanic, gay, you know, minorities.
And
so
I mean, if the smoke, they might have just thought somebody had some really bad weed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I sometimes will be in a club like, that is the worst weed I've ever smelled. This is, I'm out of here.
They're burning that Reggie.
And then I'm like,
somebody's
oh,
last thought was that. Like, who got all that Reggie?
You know, I'm
that's
just saying.
Terrible, man.
That's real.
Yeah, so prayers and condolences go out from us to the families of those who got lost, that are lost. And hopefully we can find your loved ones, give them a proper funeral and burial. I'm going to skip a story and go to story number 6. This is, and from the frying pan into the fire. I don't know why that segue is appropriate. How about this? Story number 6.
You missed. You skipped it.
It's okay. I get it. I get where that you can't see what I can see, but in skipping the story, I should have made up a segue. So here goes the made up segue. Conservative political commentator Tommy Loren, this woman is crazy.
Oh my goodness.
The angriest 24-year-old that you will ever see took on Trevor Noah on The Daily Show last week, and the web says she lost as Loren tried to defend her views. Noah subjected Tommy Loren to sarcasm and logic as their interview garnered high ratings and applause breaks. Listen, don't take it from us. Let's watch it.
Point out, I mean, I've never used racial slurs to address people.
Thank you.
I've never looked down on...
Oh.
She said I never use racial slurs to address
not
people.
Supposed
like, to. That's like she's doing us a favor. I've never done it to address people. Like that means
not
she's
on camera
thought it.
Anyway.
Like in my head, that just meant she's thought it and she's never said
she
it.
She gotta catch herself.
And she goes
these
on to say
nice people.
More. Like she just have you ever seen her clips?
Oh, no, she's outrageous.
Yeah. First of all, I gotta say, I actually really like Tommy Loren. Okay? I really do. Of course I do. Of course I do.
All right, we're going to give Tommy another shot to get...
down on someone because of their skin color. Home. To me, true diversity is diversity of thought, not diversity of color. I don't see color. Mm. I go after Hillary Clinton and she is white as
like,
they come.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
You don't see color. So what do you do at a traffic light? I don't believe in that at all.
Hilarious.
I love the way he handled it.
Seeing color. It's how you treat color that's more important.
And I feel like he could have went after her.
He's giving her the business.
I think he could have done more.
I don't believe anyone is actively trying. There are a few people who are trying to be bad from their point of view. But when I look at what you're saying, you say you're not pushing a racist narrative. You're criticizing. Do you really believe you're criticizing and you're not malintentioned when you say things like Black Lives Matter is the new KKK? Because you realize Black Lives Matter can't be the new KKK. The KKK is still around. They have not vacated their premises. And most importantly, to say Black Lives Matter is the new KKK is to really, really minimize what the KKK did and what they stand for. That is not the same thing. Surely you understand the incendiary, feeling of your comments.
Man, you know what
I'm saying? I mean, it's not the Black Lives Matter clearly not the KKK, because I haven't seen Black Lives Matter going around lynching people, white people.
No, or burning crosses or shooting up kids in schools and churches, and they're fueled by hate. And that's where people have the biggest misunderstanding, well, these people, that think like her, because she's not the only person that I have said that has compared that and said that Black Lives Matter is a hate group and a hate movement, and it blows my mind. Just like they say the same thing about the Black Panthers, and it's like, no, they were there to protect us from those hate groups. You know what I'm saying? But she's ridiculous. I can't tolerate her because she says some of the most outrageous things, and they give her a platform and label it news, and that's what I hate.
No one labels it. She has a YouTube channel.
She's on Fox.
Yeah, she.
Well, she's like the new Russian. She's like the.
But she's
mini
still.
Russian.
But that's how she came. She's on. Still on a news outlet. That's maybe where she started, but where she's on a news outlet.
She's
and
been
we
completely
already,
validated that, yes, by Fox.
That's the point.
And she has an opinion. I am not mad that she has an opinion.
No,
I'm not mad that she voices her opinion. You know, it's up to us to teach others.
What are you mad about?
I'm mad that she was on TMZ and someone asked her if she's ever been with a black dude, and she couldn't answer because she's been with a black dude.
Like
you, that, look, you know who hurt you? He messed it up for the rest of us, bro. Tommy was a friend.
She would have had three mixed
but
kids.
One athlete, one Nate Jackson, got up in Tommy's guts and then she turned into this. She was like, because you can tell, she's down with the mic. She looks like that girl.
No, this is,
you know who she looked like? She looked like a Cam Newton ex. That's exactly what she looked like.
And they had the people that went to college with her when they came out and had the stuff. Like, she used to, they had pictures of her all up on the black dudes, the football players.
You know who it reminds me of? Sarah Palin. You know who ruined Sarah Palin? Glenn Rice.
Oh.
Did you know Glenn Rice knocked down Sarah Palin back in Alaska?
For three.
Yeah.
There we go. That's
big shot Glenn.
Yes.
He big shot all over her.
Right.
And then next thing you know, Sarah Palin became Sarah Palin because he was nailing Sarah Palin.
Yep.
Sarah Palin. And then this. So Tommy Laurent has she has a platform. She's allowed to voice her opinion. I always believe that you don't believe in freedom of speech if you don't believe in it for the people you disdain. If you don't believe in freedom of speech for the people you disdain, you do not believe in freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. I appreciate her. And one thing she does point out is that she is simply the voice of an opinion of a group of people that have been neglected. And it's the same group of people that Donald Trump went after when everyone told him it was silly, but he went and listened to them and talked to them and spoke to that middle America that people don't realize represent a large portion of the United States.
Yeah.
A large, overwhelming, let's
and
vote
sadly,
a president.
And sadly, that's what they think.
And this is what they
crazy.
Think. And so it's this rhetoric, like all these people protesting and stuff. Instead of protesting, how about we move to Alabama and Mississippi and start voting there and becoming and integrating ourselves into the communities in order to change it slowly.
Because nobody feel like living
exactly.
with
nobody
them.
Exactly. Nobody wants to live there.
Because you might end up dead these days. I'm not trying to risk that.
There are two Americas, and we just saw one with the South African and white America.
I can't deal with this I don't believe in color, because, girl, you definitely do with this spray tan choice. Oh, yes. Orange. I don't understand. Same with this blonde hair.
You're not
going to
give the orange is a new black.
Orange
gay
is
a new black.
You run me like
New
you know about
orange
color
is the
choices,
new gay.
Girl.
Right. Orange is the new gay.
Because guess what? That
I swear
orange.
To God, I hope she pops up with a mixed baby somewhere. That would be the triumph for
but
me.
She's saying she's not racist. I'm not saying she's
that's
not
why a lot of black
racist.
Dudes be smashing white chicks. Not, I'm not that
to
guy.
To end racism?
But they're literally like one white woman at a time.
Yes, that is true.
I didn't get my 40 acres and a mule.
Listen, I got this one. I'm gonna leave them anonymous. But in high school, there was this chick, this white girl, right? And everybody would go to different houses and kick it after school. And nobody really was feeling her. She was just the house that we all got to go to and kick it with other people. Well, we got there, and there was, like, this other room. And we go in there, and there's literally, like, Confederate flag memorabilia, like, a couple swastikas. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yo, we got to get out of here. And my boy's like, yo, I'm going to smash her in her daddy's bed. In her daddy's bed, it has to go down. That was his motivation.
Did he do it?
That was his motivation.
Did he do it?
For doing it.
Yo.
But they do say.
Don't say his name. Kevin Hart's B.T. Kingsley. We salute you.
No, B.T. only likes East African girls. Yeah, like, he does. That is all.
Yeah, he does. No, actually, that story is really about Nate Jackson, to be honest. But go on.
What is?
Who's that story?
But what you guys have to understand, too.
You said that way too clear.
Yeah, he didn't even.
Look at him. You know, Dante.
I love
that.
There we go.
I never smashed a white girl for that. I've been like, that's a thick white girl, and she got it, but never just because I saw a swastika. Yeah.
Yes, but you know what I've heard in the argument with men?
What do they do to your nitties?
What do they do? Who does, you know what I'm saying? No, they don't.
No, I'm not turned on.
Big hands
Welcome to the most inappropriate show on Black Hollywood Live. They put out great content. Our views do not reflect those of Darielle or Nick Perdue or Black Hollywood Live.
Which I think is understood when people click this and they know they're going for an edgier show that has truth and substance to it, along with some laughs and comedy.
Okay.
Story number 7 and our last story, because we do have to wrap up. We're going to end in good news. Huh?
We have good news. We actually have good news.
It's your people.
Yeah, your people.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they do.
You don't know the people yet.
I know what it is.
Okay, well, you do have the Pocahontas thing going on. Ending in good news, the Dakota Pipeline construction was halted as unified Natives and Indigenous Americans, alongside citizens and what seemed like the entire social media, stood in unity against the creation of a fracking pipeline. On Native burial ground. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers denied an easement for the pipeline to cross Lake Ohahe, a Corpse Reservoir and Missouri River in North Dakota. The pipeline was set to cross the river a half mile from the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation border.
I mean, this is a victory for people. Yes. This is a victory for unity. And you know who I hate right now? All those people who are taking credit for the victory who posted a Facebook status. Like, no, it was the natives who were getting hit with the water hose
and the pesticide, whatever they were dropping out of the plane.
Exactly, and getting arrested. And here's the thing. I actually was in Detroit, and a native young lady was on the show with me, and she was explaining things. Me being from Washington, D.C., and our native team being the Redskins, you know, she was explaining things, and I was like, wow, that is a point of view that I'd never thought of, like how offensive the term Redskins is, and how offensive that a lot of the fact that the states in the United States are even named for native words, and then their land is being taken, and how bad it was. And she was telling me firsthand experience as she grew up on a reservation, a comedian. And I was like, wow, Adrian, it's craziness to me. And then I went back to my regular life. And then I went back to my regular life. But
she grew up on a reservation.
I grew up on a reservation.
See what I mean?
Actually, I have members from my tribe, the Macaw tribe in Washington State.
Who are awesome and love the Chicago Bulls.
But my family is actually in North Dakota and was there fighting and all that. So I got to actually like see some footage and hear exactly what's going on. But my grandmother, she's still alive. And I mean, my high school was called the Red Devils. I mean, red skin, you're the devil.
Oh, like, is that why it was Red Devils? Or is it just because the devil's red? Like,
you know, no. Literally, like, that's what they were named because Native Americans were considered devils.
I had never heard this
red
term.
Red skin, red devils. Yeah. So
prairie niggers.
Oof. Yeah.
That is a term that people use, which. Very creative, mind the way, because prairie is just not a word you throw out.
That's
some Oregon Trail shit.
Plains Indian
prairie
stuff.
Nigger. Like, that's a word that's
Muslim
used.
Guy calls somebody a sand nigger.
Sand. Hacky.
My mom.
Prairie.
So my I have two mothers, and one is Native American, and she was called an apple. I've been called an Oreo because
What's
I'm
an
black
apple?
And white.
It's
an apple red on the outside? Is red skin, but you're white because her dad is white. So she's an apple. Those
Racist
are some of the
is so creative.
And strawberries. It's crazy, but I grew up on a reservation where, you know, the government actually took 90% of the land that was my
Eminent
tribe
domain or...
and pushed us to the corner, pretty much hoping we just all died from smallpox, but we didn't, and we've actually
now.
Had,
by the way, this is in
currently like I'm going 1754, home in 2 weeks,
like, 18. This is 2016, and it's still going on.
It's still going on. So to see that this actually is a positive thing, because I honestly was like, oh no, it's like a. What do they call Indian giving? That's literally a term that the government does all the time. Hey, you know what? We're going to give you this little piece of land, but we're going to take most of it. Actually, there's some water, some oil there. You know what?
You guys gotta go.
Yeah, y'all gotta go. You know,
this wasn't technically their land, but there were a lot of federal questions legally, and there was obviously a lot of resistance. I mean, this could have tainted their water source. And here's the funny thing: they rerouted it because the
I was just about to say that
they rerouted it so that the white
neighborhood said it was going to poison their so they made
poison their water. So they rerouted it towards the natives.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So it's one of those things.
So they knew the contamination was possible.
Wow. All right, listen. Mm. We have come to the end of this episode. If you have any comments, any rebuttals, anything you want to say, anything that you think may be funny, or maybe I said something crazy or somebody rubbed you the wrong way, whatever it is, leave it in the comments below. We do read them, we do write back, we do reply, and we do respond. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, like the video, share it, tag somebody, put it on Facebook, all of that. Check me out again on Instagram at Mr. Nate Jackson or Wildin' Out. We come back from the holiday hiatus, and episodes are every Thursday night at 10 p.m. on MTV. To my immediate left, the diva, the dime, the baby face.
Hey. She gets to go first now.
Hey,
number two.
What's good, guys? Miss Tabor, M-S-T-A-B-E-R on all social medias. You guys can check me out Tuesdays with Teron at the Imperfect Gentleman Show on Dash Radio.
Wednesday's the plug. Don't forget the plug.
Actually, we switched times, so I have my own music show on Dash Radio as well. Saturdays from 12 to 1, The Plug Radio.
Even better.
All music, send in. Check out the website, www.thepluggradio.com.
To her left.
No, I want an introduction.
Ooh.
The most beautiful, devastating, phenomenal.
Unhealthy.
Oh, hi guys.
Influenza.
Sickly.
Influenza.
Okay, forget that.
Fist
hey,
throwing, thunder punching.
No, we need a Kanisha challenge. You know the ice bucket challenge? We need to do a Kanisha challenge. We got to do something.
Man, just follow me.
Emergency.
Tell me about emergency on you.
Kanisha, K-A-N-I-S-H-A, is comedy on all outlets. SiriusXM, All Deaf Digital, and Everybody Digital. Coming soon. Catch my comedy special.
Which you smashed, by the way. You called me when you were excited, and I got another call that said that you were destruction. You were a tornado.
Yeah.
That's absolutely incredible.
Good for you.
To her immediate left, the myth.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, I'll know Kanisha was the reason. My name is at I Am Teron. Find me at I Am Teron. All across social media's fear, at I Am Teron.
Man,
IG.
You cannot get these out. Let's go.
No, because I'm thinking.
I Am Teron at
listen,
what?
You know what? I just realized you had said something, and
fear.
It just hit me.
Well, say that.
Listen, we are sexually harassing the only two female guests. Like, we're like nitty titties. And I'm like,
that's
why are we allowed to say
this? First of all, there's a famous beat maker, and he goes, this is a nitty beat. That's all I've been referring to this whole time. Young Nitty.
God, look at his lawyer is like so proud of him for that.
Yeah.
You know what? It's fine. We'll just harass them back. Put your hand under the table.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for watching Headlines with Headlines.
Yeah,
please comment below. And it's all in good fun. We're a family here.
Yes, we are.
It's all love. Y'all be blessed. Have a great day. Love you. Headlines with Headliners.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.